This is the Grizz, the first Grizz in all of the Grizz on the Rambam, which is on Hilchos Tamat Torah.
This is the first Grizz. Okay.
The first Grizz in
Grizz.
In the Grizz.
The first Grizz.
The first Grizz. Chidushe of the Chidushe Maran Riz Halevi. Who what the Grizz was? Rav Chaim's son. Okay.
Rav Chaim's
Soloveitchik's son. Correct.
So the Grizz is Soloveitchik.
Yes. So far, so good. Okay. Now, I did not get the question the Grizz asked when I first looked at the Rambams. I cheated. I looked at the Grizz. But I want you guys. I want to see what you guys think about what the question could be. I'll show you what the question is, what the Grizz is going to take up, and then we'll start getting into the Grizz today. Okay? You have a question already? Look at the Rambam. Let's take a look at the Sefer Mitzvos. Who's reading today? Do you want to read today? Ah, it's Svi. I haven't heard from Svi in a while. Read from Sefer Mitzvos. So if you look at Sefer Mitzvos, Aseh Reish Tes, what does it say? Shitzivanu. So we're commanded to do what? Okay, to give honor to wise people. Okay, doesn't matter if they're Kohanim or not. Wise people. What else? And to
stand before them.
Good, okay. Ulegadol osam. And to make them great. Okay, so the mitzvah is what? The mitzvah is to give kavod to Chachamim.
Basically, it should be hero worship.
If you want to inject a negative connotation to it, yes. However, I don't think he's saying that. And yeah. His proof is a pretty resounding proof because where does it come from? V'amar Yisbarach. So the Torah tells us.
Seva.
If you're
saying down.
But there's a drash here, meaning what? V'lashon sifra takum, stand up. V'hadarta, and then you're glorifying him in standing up. Meaning.
A drash from the words of the sifra.
The Sifra is making the drush.
So, okay.
Sorry. The Sifra makes drush. Kima sheish b'hedar. Which means what?
Standing up, half an
inch. All right, so just to cheat ahead for a second, what's an example of kima shel hedar? So let's take a Talmud Chacham, right? Dal Amos. If he's within Dal Amos, you stand up. But let's say you're in the base medrash, right? Not so clear if you stand up for him. Okay? Because that's not a kima shel hedar. Meaning that if you stand up, it has to have the quality in it of hedar. It's not just standing up. Okay.
How is the base medrash nullified the quality?
We're not up to that yet. But we're not up to that yet. I just gave an example. We're not up to that yet. Oh, I mean, you're disagreeing with me. I guess you're
I'm asking for your kacha. I'm not disagreeing.
You must be patient. Example. Let's say he's outside of Dal Amos. Is that a kima shel hedar? No.
Wait, is it about yourself?
Go over to the other sources, okay? That's all you have to know from the Rambam.
That's it. That off.
What?
Yeah, come on.
You guys need to know more. But I'm saying for now, that's what's important. Now, we'll come back to it. Now, take a look at the next source that I gave you guys. Hilchos Tamat Torah, Parakei. Start with Halacha Aleph.
Kishem.
Uvi Rasa. So just like a person is chayev in what?
Fearing and honoring his father.
Good. It means mother too, so relax. Okay. Kach. Okay. Okay, so now, based on what he's writing here, how do you translate the term rabbo?
His
rebbe.
Teacher.
Which would imply what? Since we all know our local... but he's right. Doesn't have to mean that. There's two possible explanations for rabbo. One could be his present teacher, or any one of his teachers, or is it implying exclusivity? Is it implying that Rav Muvak? Okay, so the Rambam's not clear. Okay? Okay. Why do we care? You'll see why. The rabbo. No, so rabbo, yes, and raviv. Right. So, and your rebbe is more than your father. Sha'aviv heviyul lechaylom abba hazeh. The rabbo, good slip. The rabbo shalom duchachma heviyul lechaylom abba. All right. So that's the famous Gemara that one's responsible for this world, one's responsible for the world to come. Great. So, for example, So what do we see from this line? Also, another thing, another small little diak. What do we see? Think halachically. Stop thinking philosophically. Halachically, what do we see from this? Yes, Bob.
I was
going to
say
Shlomo. What the Rambam is telling you is that where does kavod aviv? Where do the halachas of kavod aviv come from? Of kavod rabbo come from?
Kavod aviv.
Okay. So the same way that that someone's chayev in honoring their father, so too you're chayev in honoring your rebbe. Meaning, what he's actually telling you is that
come for the rabbi's model after kavod.
Exactly. Not the philosophical idea, rather the halachic expression. So, for example, now forget Ra Avedos Aved. That's the comparison. But if you go on to, for instance, all these other halachas, the ideas of how it expresses itself when it comes to the Rebbe are all modeled after the halachas that exist by your father. Okay? So again, there's a mitzvah of kavod, standing in the gadol for a chacham, right? That's in Sefer Mitzvos. The Rambam here in Parakeh, we're not sure which Rebbe he's talking about. Could be your Rav Muva, could be just someone you learn, you know, your Rebbe at the current time. And it sounds like he's modeling whatever not the hashkafic idea, because if that were the case, it'd be one mitzvah. But the halachic expressions seem to be modeled from, I'm not making this up, seem to be modeled from the from Kavod Av.
Okay.
What? Specifics, but in halacha, hey, and Zion, and Aleph, which we'll come back to, these are all examples of what? Of specific expressions, right? That is specific halachic expressions of kavod that you give to your Rebbe. But if you look at halacha Zion, for instance, we see a difference. Halacha Zion? It seems like it's part of two. What is halacha Zion? Relax, you didn't miss out that much. What's halacha Zion? The chayev la'amod mibnei rabo. Right? Mishi Renu Merachok, Mala Enov. What does that mean? No. What does that mean?
Whatever he's in sight.
Okay, good. So you're high to stand up for whatever your Rebbe means, but your Rebbe as soon as you see him. Versus what?
When he's in
Dalet Amos. Tam Chacham in Dalet Amos. Right? So again, so Dalet Amos.
There's a difference between his Rebbe and a regular Tam Chacham.
Okay, good. Okay. So now look at Alach Yud Aleph. And this is the other key halacha, harav, hamuvhak. Okay, hamuvhak. What's a rav muvhak?
Your personal educator.
Well, let's use a simple shot. The person who
learned majority of your Torah.
Right, the person who affected you the most insofar as Torah is concerned. Okay. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a very good question. It's honestly, it's never even spelled out. It's never spelled out. Like, is it the most amount of Gemaras you've learned? Is it
how can the Rambam spell this out?
Rav Muvhak shiratzel limkal kvodo. Right? What does he want to do? He says, "Listen, hey guys, you know what? You don't have to give me kavod." Right? He's mochel. We're all familiar with that idea of mochel.
Yeah.
Absolving you of your necessity of doing X for me. Your father can do it also. If he does that, right? Bechol of Rama Elu and all the expressions he said. Keep going. Echad mehen. Good. So it's his rishos. So the Rav Muvhak has the right to do what? To say, you know, you're not chayav to give me kavod. You can say to one talmud, to every talmud, for one thing, for all things. He's got the right to say that. Aval, the afapi. Shemachal. That's a little strange. So one second. So even though the Rav Muvhak is mochel his kavod, right? But nonetheless, there's still some idea that the Talmud is chayiv. Now look at his lashon carefully. Lehadro, right? To what? To glorify him. Okay, which is funny because if you're a strict halachic mind, you'd say one the moment that he
isn't that not giving kavod?
Oh, kavod. That's the question of the year right there. You're right. I mean, the Grizz doesn't actually take that up, but he's right. But if I tell you, I'm not your Rav Muvhak, but if I told you don't stand up for me and you stand up for me, what he's suggesting is that maybe that's
not kavod.
That's not kavod.
But I don't want to stand up for me, or you don't have to stand up. My philosophy says that you don't have to. If you command a person not to stand up for you, that's a different.
Okay, I'll buy that. So I'm just saying, there's no need for you to stand up for me.
So okay? it becomes a it's a favor to you,
Okay, that's parakeh. Okay, right. Yeah. The Rambam switches from kavod to lahadro. Can't be coincidence. Not a coincidence. He's switching his language there. You'll see. Okay. Okay. Go on to the parakeh vav. Oh, the exam. So, I'm sorry. So, if you had to summarize Parakeh, what's Parakeh talking about? For
your Rebbe.
Your Rav. And let's just bear with me for now. Let's assume it's Rav Muvhak, just to make it easier. Okay? Fine. So, Parakeh seems to be talking about Kavod for Rav Muvhak, right? That's Parakeh. Parakeh Vav says what? That's your cue, by the way. Say it with energy. Call Talmud Chacham Mitzvah Lahadro. What does that mean?
It's Mitzvah to glorify.
Okay, who?
The Talmud Chacham.
Who's the Talmud Chacham?
Anyone who has Talmud Chacham.
Anyone. Meaning what? Meaning, come on, say it better.
Not your Rav.
Not your rabuvak, right? Okay, whoa, okay, what was that? Okay, good. Mitzvah
lahadro. Mitzvah lahadro here.
Mitzvah lahadro. Back. Oh, okay, good, good, good. Lahadro. Va'afa pi she'eno. Even though he's not your rabbi.
Yeah. She'eno rabbi me.
Say.
Seva takum be. So he uses the same. Well,
same pasuk. Same yeah. The same pasuk that he said in sefer mitzvos.
Yeah.
Right.
Zakein.
Zakein's
a shirk.
Right, so a zaken is someone who acquired chachma.
Yeah.
A masai. What's okay? So what's the halacha by itam chacham? You stand up when?
When he's within 4 amos.
Within 4 amos.
Until he leaves your sight.
Right now, who's what's that different then? Because when you stand up for him,
when you see him.
Okay, so it's fair. It's not crazy to make the deduction that in the Rambam, Perek Vav is talking about what a Talmud Chacham. The Nafkamina is when I stand up for Talmud Chacham is Dal Amos. Perek A is talking about your Amuvak, and the Nafkamina there is when you stand up for him, it's Mala Inov, right? Okay, with those three things in mind, Sefer Mitzvos, right, and these two Prakim, what question should you ask in the Rambam? And this is the challenge. It's a very difficult question. This is what the Grit struggles with. What question should you ask in the Rambam? It's something not right in the Rambam. Yeah. So good. So John is emphasizing the fact that the lashon he uses by a Talmud Chacham. Forget the fact when he's mochel or kava, but the Talmud Chacham is mahader, and by your Rav Muvak it's kava demora, right?
It's kava, but so, if he mochels it, then he's mochel.
Right. So what does it say?
Mahader.
I agree. So Parakeh and Perek Vav sound very different, yeah. Right? Okay. Yeah, Ezra. What does the Sefer Mitzvah say? Look at the lashon, right? Who should see? He should see manu lechaved chachamim. Okay, now who's that referring to?
Any chacham.
But does that include or exclude the Ramuvak? Unsure. You say it probably should include, right? Vilakum ibneim, right? Ulegadalosam. But you got a big problem because there's one mitzvah seems to include both the Ramuvak and the Talmud Chacham in one mitzvah.
Problem?
What?
Why is it a problem?
Because okay, because you can't have it both ways. In other words, in the Yad, the Rambam goes out of his way to show you that they're very different people. Right? You'll see as you go through the grades, they're very different. That's correct. So, but 1 second. Well, I'll give you a perfect example. It's Vilakum Mipnehem. Right? Okay. So, what does that mean? Well, if he's a Talmud Chacham, when do I stand up for him? If he's Ramuvak, when I stand up for him?
I see him.
Right. So, can you learn that from one mitzvah? I'll give you another example. Can a Ramuvak be Mochel's Kavod? Can a Talmud Chacham be Mochel's Kavod?
No.
He cannot.
He can't.
But he can't. As we'll see. He cannot. So what you're seeing is there seems to be like a big difference between a Ramuvak and Talmud Chacham. Yet the Rambam ties in one mitzvah. Over there says, he says what? He says, Hidr and Kavod. 1 second. The Rambam says, he should see Vanu Lechabed HaChachamim. Right? And then he says, So you were mentioning before the difference in the Lashon. This is actually the hardest part of the Rambam. This seems like the difference in the Lashon. The Hidr and Kavod are different in Yad, but here he puts it under one category called Kavod. How do we understand that? How do we understand that idea? Okay. Oh, yeah. It's also a good point. He's right. I'm excited because I picked up on that point too. It's funny because it took like. The Rambam's also funny because what does he do? It seems like if I were building the mitzvah, what would I say? I'd say, okay, well, start off with your generic Talmud Chacham, and what comes from that?
The Ramuvak,
right? You need a Talmud Chacham first. But what does the Rambam do? He goes in the order of halachas Ramuvak first, and then Talmud Chacham, which is very funny. Yeah. Why would he go in that order? It should be the opposite order. And yes, we have that kind of precision when it comes to the Rambam.
From where?
The beginning of the Griz. Perakei, Halachi Yud Aleph.
Harav Hamuvak Sharatze Lemakol Al Kvodo Kol Varim Sheilu
Ha'ilu
Ha'ilu O Be'achad Mehen L'chol Tamidav O La'amar Mehen Harashut
Le'echad Mehen
Le'echad Mehen Harashut Be'ado
Ad Kan L'shono. So we read this already, which is that a Ramuvak who wants a Mochon is Kavod can do so. Okay?
Right.
Then he says Tzarech Be'er, we need an explanation.
Tzarech Be'er Lama Nakat.
Right.
Harambam, Harav Hamuvak, Davka.
So, okay, one simple question. Grizz always starts off with like this kind of idea. Why does the Rambam use the term Rav Muvak? See, now you said before, he's implying from that, by the way. No, he's also implying from that when he said Rav, he meant Rav Muvak. But whatever, you'll see. But right now...
Wait,
doesn't
that imply that he didn't mean the Rav Muvak?
But no, it has to mean that in the end. You'll see. You'll see. It has to. I'm cheating. I shouldn't cheat.
You're right.
I agree.
No,
but you see, but he wants.
Everybody knew this was talking about Rabbi Mova because we've had this year before.
I know.
They said Rabbi was mashma that.
I know, but he wants to know. He wants to know why the Rambam in he's using Rabbo the entire time. All of a sudden, adds in Rabbi Mova. Why does he say Rabbi Mova? Okay. So he calls a Kesef Mishnah. But I am a Kesef Mishnah.
Shang dim mitvoar the dvar of shemavar the mavarish the divrei Harambam.
The Rabusa Nakat. What does that mean? What? Meaning what? Da'afilu. Right, Da'afilu Ramuvak. Yachalim Chalakwada. Wow! So already he's getting us the Kesef Mishnah's position. Now, if you know the Grizz, whenever the Grizz quotes a Kesef Mishnah, what's he going to do? Disagree with him, okay? But okay, fine. But what is it? So what's the Kesef Mishnah Shita, just to begin with?
That the rest of them aren't.
What do you mean?
That all the other Rabos.
And Echrami, fine, that's true. Doesn't mean he has no idea of a Rav Muvak, but just simply, what is he saying? Without giving a deep explanation. Right, exactly. So meaning that not only can the Talmud Chacham be Mochel in his Kavod, but a Rav Muvak. Anyone who is infused with the status of Talmud Chacham has the right to be Mochel in his Kavod. Doesn't matter if he's, a quote-unquote lowly Talmud Chacham, or the greatest Rav Muvak, right, Joe Shmuel Talmud Chacham, or the greatest Rav Muvak, it's part of their status as a Gavra that they have the means to be Mochel in Kavod. That's what the Kesef Mishnah holds. So the Grizz starts off right off the bat with his overall approach. Right off the bat. Watch this. When you're Lorem Bazeh, Dihine. Yeah, we got a problem now. So the Grizz says there's two mitzvos. Two mitzvos. Okay? But let me ask a question. How many mitzvos are in the Sefer Mitzvos?
One.
But he says there's two mitzvos here. There's two mitzvos.
There's only 614 mitzvos.
Okay, already you see he's starting to. You be very careful how you read this. When the Rambam says Rabbo, who's he referring to?
Ramuvak.
And there's a special mitzvah of. There's one mitzvah is the Chiyuv of. Look at his Lashon. Kavod Umora that applies to the student to his Rebbe, meaning his Ramuvak. Kimavuar. Duchte, that we see explained in certain areas, right? Parakei Sham. No, Zelashono. Don't worry about that. Kishem. So implying what? That we see that in Parakei, it's talking about the Kavod Umora. What's Mora? Fear. So the honor and fear that a student must give to his Rebbe versus. That's it. Okay? So one mitzvah is that. Okay? The first mitzvah is what? Giving Kavod Umora to your Rebbe. Right? Okay. Now, where does he get that from? That's your cue.
Yeah.
Vihine? Oh, Yesha, I'm sorry. Yesha Hinsham. So when you look at the Rambam, you'll see all the specific halachic expressions of Kavod Amora that a Talmud is chayav to give to his Rebbe.
It's all his Rebbe, you mean the kind of Rebbe
Mora. Yes. Okay? Yes.
Where did Mora come from?
The same place that it came by what do you call it? By parents.
It's not a buzz.
It's true, but remember, I told you, they deduce...
Yeah, from Vess.
Right. Yeah. Okay, now, where does he get this from? Watch this. Kepirish and Nirem and Divrei Tosos. Bevalu Kama Daf Mem Aleph. Okay, now, let's get our sources out. Okay, get your source sheet out. And Gemara Bava Kama Daf Mem Aleph Amabez. Okay, and what does it say? Kedisani, it's quoting a brisa.
Shimon Ha'um
Sunni.
Amri Le, Ramu Lash, Nechemia Ha'uman, Hamusani, Hamusoni, Haya Dorish Kol Atin Shipatora.
Kevin Shigia Le Es Hashem El Kachatira Piresh. Okay? So he was able to give all these great drashas on Torah, but he got up to this pasuk, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira.
Wait, call okay. S in Shabbatari is all the S's?
Yeah. Es Hashem Okachatira. Es Hashem Okachatira. What's Es Hashem Okachatira? Is every time he says S.
At
S. Aleph Tuf.
My okay. Letter S is a letter S.
Amar Lo Tamidav, right?
Rebbe, Kosos Kolatim Sidurash Sidurashet Mataha Elyon.
Alehan. So all the S's that you darshened out, what's going to happen with them? Amar Lahem, he said to them, Kishem.
Kishem Shekabati Schar Al Hadrisha.
Haprisha. So just like I got schar for the drush, so too I got schar for the just simple interpretation. Ad Sheba Rabbi Kiva Belimed, until Rabbi Kiva came along and taught the following. Wow. So you have a pasuk in the Torah called Es Hashem Okecha Tira that teaches you what? Something about Tamei Chachamim. Okay, that, how does that help us? Look at Tosos. The Tosos says. The parakama, the kedushin.
The kedushin.
Darish.
Darish namar ish.
Emo.
Aviv tirau. Venemar es Hashem Okecha tira hashuv hakzuv more es more av veim more shemayim lo have nichal v'drashia.
Okay, so he's saying that the fact you have this pasuk of Es Hashem Okecha Tira, right, is equated to the pasuk of by the year you're supposed to give your parents. Okay, okay. What's the key point here? You probably have no idea. Okay, go back to the Grizz. You'll see in a second. Just have those facts in mind and watch what the Grizz does with this. He says, "The drasha zu kayama al Rava Muvak." Okay, so the Rambam darshans, the Grizz darshans from this Tosfos, that what does he hold? That Es Hashem Okecha Tira is teaching you what? Remuvak. Okay, but what is, okay, I'm just going to read a little bit. The Hainu din kavun mora shetam l'choy v'rabo. Okay, meaning, so what do you learn from that then? Okay, there's two psukim. One pasuk says what?
Isn't that the exclusion of the
Tamachavim? What?
Wouldn't that be to the exclusion of the regular Tamachavim?
What do you mean?
They have to fear a Rav Mubak. Wouldn't that be to the exclusion of regular Tamachavim?
No, he's saying when it says the Rav Mubak, he's not learning it that way. He's saying like this. He's saying that. I'll tell you what he's saying. He's saying this. He's saying there's two psukim in the Torah. One is Es Hashem Okecha Tira, and one is Vnei Seva Takum. Right? Okay. What does Vnei Seva Takum teach you? Honor Tamei Chachamim. What does Es Hashem Okecha Tira teach you?
You have to fear Tamei
Chachamim.
Rav Mubak.
The concept of
Ramuvak? No, the kavod mora you must have for Ramuvak.
Right.
Okay? Again, what does the Grizz say? He says there's, according to Tosfos, okay? According to Tosfos, there's two psukim. One pasuk is Es Hashem Okecha Tira, which teaches you what? The mitzvah of kavod mora for your personal Rebbe. And there's a second pasuk called Bnei Seva Takum. And what does that teach you? That teaches you kavod for Talmud Chacham. Yes. Akko's right. So according to Tosos, how many mitzvahs are there? Two mitzvahs, right?
So there's 614 mitzvahs for Tosos.
No, maybe it's a different count.
Yes, you said
you're assuming the Tosos agreed with Rambam's count of mitzvahs.
He doesn't count all Tosos.
Okay. That was about Tosos.
No, but that's...
The Sefer mitzvahs, the Rambam.
Mitzvah 270, Katzah, the mitzvah Zo, Nechwelat, the mitzvah Vahaderet,
Whoa. What's he saying? There's a big problem. The Grizz is saying that according to the Rambam, when it comes to the mitzvah of Rav Mubak, what does he say? It says, Nichleles b'mitzvahs v'hadarta b'nei zaken. So, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, and the Rambam says, Hu shezivanu l'chavei chachamim, v'lokum ibneim, v'lugad l'osam, v'u'amr yisbarach, b'nei sevatakum, v'hadarta b'nei zaken. What's included in that mitzvah? Rav Mubak. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why is that a problem? So what's your argument with Antosvos? Okay, right. So automatically we have the first thing to define. See, I put a little bracket there. What's the first thing to define? I put a bracket there, right? I did. First thing to define is, what does Tosfos hold? Tosfos holds is two separate mitzvahs. Whereas the Rambam holds, seems like right now, one mitzvah. Yes. The Rambam says, He says, what is it? He says, V'ahu amar yizbarach neseva takum v'hadarta p'nei zaken v'loshon sifra takum v'hadarta kima sheish b'hidr. So if I asked you, what is the mitzvah of kavod for Talmud Chacham?
Just the standing within four.
Sounds like that's all it is, right?
So you would need the this Es Hashem L'Kechatira to learn out the rest, that it's the same.
Korin Tosfos. No, Korin Tosfos, you have to learn, you need Es Hashem L'Kechatira to teach you all those other things that you do by a Rav Muvak. You would never deduce that from Minei Sevat Takum.
Well, even this you would never.
The Chacha Perush L'Hedja B'Sifra Parashas Kedoshim. Okay, what does it say over there? Back to the sources. Did I copy that for you guys? The Tosefta. Or the Tosefta, Perek Yom of the Megillah. So look what it says over there. Look at the Tosefta, source number 7. What does he say?
Ezo. Ezo. Shamra Torah.
Seva. No. So what's the Kima? Now, look at the Lashon Tosefta. Again, like I think I sure was saying to do before. What is the Kima that the Torah says is, meaning, what's Kima? Kapo. I know you know that. But not Kiyum. Kima. What is the standing up that the Torah refers to in the Nesev Atakum? Omeid Mipanav. So you stand before him and then learn with him within Arba Amos. Okay?
What does it mean learn?
Because you're going to have that. Because what would you do with the Talmud Chacham?
Learn with them.
Learn with them.
What do you just walk by?
What? I know. He's saying, doesn't mean you have to stop him to learn with them.
Do you have to ask any question every single time?
No. It's a Tosefta. So we got him, right? Noba Mora Vira Maso Matam Kanisa Vitsia. Okay, now who's that talking about?
Remuvak.
Remuvak, right? That's how the Grizz is learning. Go back to the Grizz. You skip ahead. It says, Vahare Lahedja. We see over there, Debahach.
Vehadarta
b'nei zaken.
Shetalmid
m'chuyav the rabba. So again, he's just pushing his point across. That what do you see? One pasuk, Vehadarta b'nei zaken, you learn out what? Remove up from that. He hasn't. The other shoe hasn't dropped yet. All he's shown you so far is that you learn out Ramuvak from Vahadrat Pnei Zaken. Keep going. What? That was a good question. Yaakov wants to know, why does the Grizz bring in Tosos' Drush to begin with? All right. Why do you think? Come on, what point is he trying to prove here? That's one thing. He's trying to show the Rambam holds it's one mitzvah, the Tosos holds it's two mitzvahs, but more than that. But he needs Tosos. What does he need Tosos for?
Sure, the Pasuk learns that Ramuvak.
More than that. What's he trying to do? What does he start off by saying? He's saying there's two mitzvahs, right? One mitzvah is obviously what he said so far, which is Ramuvak. What's the other one? So he's using Tosos to show that there's a basis to say that there's two things going on here. There's an intrinsic divide between the Talmud Chacham and Ramuvak. That's what he's using Tosos for. Now, but the only thing is, but he doesn't hold the two separate mitzvahs. Right? Where the Rambam holds it's one mitzvah, Tosus holds it's two mitzvahs. Yes. B'nei Atzmo. Nemar b'hachkara. But we also see something else in the pasuk. V'hadrata p'nei zaken. What do we see? Mitzvah. B'nei Atzmo shall hidur. Shall al kol tamachacham af. But we also see another thing. Which is another mitzvah. This is the other shoe. There's another mitzvah in Vihadrata Pnei Zaken, which is what? What's the what? No. What does he say? What he says? He says, the owner of right? Shall hidur al kol tamachacham afshin rabo. There's a mitzvah called mitzvah of hidur. Not kavod umara. Not kavod umara. Hidur. There's a separate mitzvah called hidur that applies only to a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not your Rebbe.
What about the people?
How does he know that?
Does that hitter apply to
you? It says, Nemar b'hachkra. We also see in that pasuk, right? V'hadatar p'nei zaken, mitzvah p'nei atzah shen hidra kol Talmud Chacham shen rabo. How do we know that? Kim avur b'rambam. Keep going. Rosh Perek Vav.
Rosh Perek Vav. Sham kol Talmud Chacham mitzvah l'hadro v'afal pi she'ino rabo shenemar v'pnei she'yavad takum
v'hadarta
Zakin.
Zakin.
Zakin
And the Rambam says in the beginning of Parak Vav, what does he say over there? Kol tamachacha mitzvah lehadro, changing the lashon, even if he's not your Rebbe. Hare, keep going. The mitzvah zu. This mitzvah that's called hiddur is not on your Rebbe alone. Raki.
Raki mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah that applies to every Talmud Chacham. B'din mitzvah zu. And what's the expression of the mitzvah of hiddur of a Talmud Chacham? Standing up for him.
And
no, 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 no.
So what is he doing where the Rambam says straight up that you could?
What does he say that? The Parak Vav?
No.
No, that's what things. Everything he says in Parak Hey. Oh, one second. Hold on. Now you're going to get to the problem I have with this. Okay, hold on. But at this point, if you don't know how to define a Griz, right? If you just read the Griz, you say this sounds very nice so far, right? What's he doing? It's very pleasant because he's saying as follows. He's saying, oh, in Parak Hey, he's talking about the Rav Muvak, and the mitzvah of Rav Muvak is a mitzvah of Kavod Amora. That's beautiful, and you learn that from mitzvah from Mahadarta. Parak Vav is talking about Talmud Chacham. You also learn that from Mahadarta, right? But when it comes to Talmud Chacham, there's only one thing you're chayav to do. What's that? Stand up for Talmud Chacham. There's nothing else you're chayav. Right?
So everyone passed like one. That's the question?
Right, but he sounds like he's playing a game.
What's
making
things up? I don't understand.
What's playing is that, why does he just learn like Tosos and say there's another Esther Shem Kachatira? It's such an easier way to learn. If you're going to work this out, in other words, what does the Griz want to do? He wants us to believe in his heart of hearts, right, that the Rambam held, the reason why in Parak Hey he says Ramuvah is because you have an idea called Kavunumora, which is a unique idea that applies to a Ramuvah. Okay? Understand? And in Parak Vav, he's talking about Talmud Chacham. And what's the mitzvah by Talmud Chacham? It's called Hiddur, which sounds very different than Kavod Amora. And now he's a difference. What the difference in Hiddur, well, it doesn't matter what it means. What's the halachic difference in Hiddur?
Just
standing up?
Standing up.
Right? Okay.
But that sounds applies to Rebbe Mubak as well.
Oh, okay, one second. So there's an overlap. Okay? What's the overlap? Of course there is. Because if I see my Rebbe Mubak in the distance, I got to stand up. Right, but why am I standing up for the Talmud? Why am I standing up for my Rebbe when he's coming? When he's walking to the room, why am I standing up for him?
No.
You. I stand up for him because of Kavod Amora. And if it's a Talmud Chacham, why am I standing up? Now, when it comes to Talmud Chacham, what mitzvah do I have to stand up for him? What's the only expression of Hiddur? Kima. That's it. Okay. So the Rambam is, I mean, if you take that at its word, it sounds like there's two completely separate mitzvahs. But the problem is in the state of mitzvahs, he doesn't say that. And why does the Griz ignore that point? I mean, he uses sefer mitzvahs to contrast the Rambam against Tosfos. He says, oh, the Tosfos clearly holds two separate mitzvahs. But the Rambam in the sefer mitzvahs doesn't say that. He has one mitzvah. But how can the Rambam do that? How does the Rambam jam in this one mitzvah? One mitzvah, this idea of both remove. No, the Rambam's very, I mean, he's generally exact. Okay? Why would he do it this way? Why not be like Tosfos and have two mitzvahs? Much easier. Pointed out. What the Rambam is saying is that when it comes to the hekesh between Av and Rav, he's saying that not that there's the same idea of kavod, because you see in sefer mitzvahs it's not true. He's saying no, the halachic institution is borrowed from Av. He's saying that's how you learn that hekesh.